less than 2 hours from now out at the Delta plant in Eaton County, just across the county line. There will be a major announcement made by General Motors, and we'll just be going on in Lansing. There are other concurrent announcements planned for GM across the board as they make some major manufacturing investment news in other places, including the Pontiac Metal Center, which is geared up today as well. But Lansing area and Lansing GM will be very much part of this process at the Delta plant. There'll be some good news. They say it's a very positive announcement, and that will be taking place today. And, of course, always watching all of this is the mayor of Lansing, Virge Bonero, who joins us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Obviously, you are excited. Without getting into too many of the details out there, we understand this is going to be another feather in the cap for what has been a very much a success story for many years now here, more than a decade of having both plants ramped up and adding more manufacturing capability and jobs.
You got it. You got it, Dave. And just, I mean, the sun is shining brightly in Lansing. And just to remind everybody, there's a 425 agreement in place. So when
right.
you say, well, why are we talking to the mayor about investment in Delta Township? Well, of course, there's always spinoff. I mean, anything that's good for Delta is good for us. If it's creating jobs there, it's going to be jobs here. But in particular, Dave Hollister and Joe Drolet at that time negotiated a 425, which is a tax-sharing agreement. So not only do we benefit by spinoff, we benefit directly. Every job created there is additional tax revenue in the city of Lansing.
So Mayor, really let's just remind together. Let's remind listeners about how that 425 works. So it's Delta Township, but just like with the Jackson National headquarters, it's a piece of Lansing property swapped out in another township, correct?
In a way, yes. For a time, and I'm not sure how long, 50 years or what, that we sort of share the property, we share the services, and we share the tax revenue. So it's a win-win. You know, the 425 it was a public act. It was designed so that when business goes outside the city because they need more space, that the city is helps to provide services. It creates a win-win between the city and the suburb. I give great credit to Dave Hollister and Joe Drolet for seeing the vision, having the vision to do that. And, of course, it allows you to keep, rather than fighting over business, you're working together cooperatively, and that's what business wants to see. And so that's part of the success story as well.
Well, they
set the stage for it.
Sure, you're going to be out there today. You've seen some of the details here. Again, I'm not going to put you on this, although you're always free to offer up whatever you would like. But
it is phenomenal. What I can tell you is it is phenomenal. GM is doubling down on their investment in Metro Lansing. We know about, they've already, keep in mind, since 2009, Dave, they've invested $600 million. And this is a globally competitive business. $600 million just since 2009 that they've invested in Metro Lansing. And now they're doing more. They're investing in that plant like they are in Lansing Grand River. We know the Camaro is coming to Lansing Grand River, and this is a signal, this is a sign of great things for the economy. What it means is they're doubling down, that they're committing at a time when they could, they're building plants elsewhere in the world, let's face it. It's a globally competitive business. They're selling cars in China, they're selling cars in Mexico, but they're continuing to make cars in Lansing, Michigan. Lansing, Michigan is one of the car capitals of the world because of GM's investment and their commitment, and let's not forget the hardworking men and women of the UAW, because they wouldn't be here if they didn't have total faith in our workforce, and if they didn't have the cooperation of the workforce. That is vital. So we could be proud. We should all be proud. We're a proud GM town, but this means that we're going to be in the car-making business for years and years to come. It is a great strength of our economy. We are diversifying the economy, but at the same time, we're doubling down on manufacturing. Those ads that are on TV and radio talking about manufacturing matters and manufacturing is back is absolutely correct. This is a company that can go anywhere in the world, is all over the world, and is choosing to double down on their investment in Lansing.
Mayor, I think this is part of where we get, you know, on the show today, we featured the University Research Corridor and the thinking part of it, the research that goes on. Again, we're lucky to have, and you represent the governmental side of it with the administrative and the executive branch. We're lucky to have that blend here in mid-Michigan. Manufacturing still very much a part of it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, manufacturing, even though in the national economy, I think it's down to 23%,
right.
Its impact, its footprint, its spinoff is like none other. You know, it's something like for every dollar in manufacturing, there's a return of $7 in the community. Because if you think about the supply chain, you think about all the things that go with a manufactured product, down the up and down the supply chain. Think about what goes into a car, the glass, the rubber, the components. And then think about the advertising, you know, all of the other jobs, the marketing, the dealerships. You think about all the jobs related to automotive manufacturing. It is incredible. And Lansing, Michigan is still a place where we make things. And we market that nationally and globally. I can tell you, there are companies, whether it be from Italy, from Japan, that are looking at Lansing, Michigan, because this will only help us. Again, the spinoff, part of the spinoff is going to be telling the story of Lansing. We can go to other manufacturers around the world, including China, where I was a few months ago, and say Lansing is a place where we make things. You can make things in Lansing. It's a place to work together, cooperative. There are companies that we have a manufacturing prowess, the tool and die companies and others. So this is something we're going to build on. This will pay dividends for years and years to come outside of the automotive realm.
Yeah, Mayor Virgil Marinaro, City of Lansing, joining us now. City of Lansing with that 425 agreement, very much tied into the Delta plant, where there'll be a major announcement today by General Motors, as he says, doubling down on their investment into manufacturing here. And you alluded to this, but this is a big deal. The other dollars that, for every dollar they spend, you've got people coming in on the aftermarket side, the third party, the vendor's side, the distributor and supplier side for GM, and that tends to extrapolate, does it not?
Well, no question, Dave. And then again, you know, when we go on these marketing, when we put a team together, whether it be to go to Mexico or to Italy or to Japan or to China, this will be part of our flagship brand. I mean, they're investing. So this means, I mean, right now, I drive a Buick Acadia made in Lansing. I mean, you look at the products made at Lansing Delta. They're phenomenal products. This is the best car I've ever had, this incredible Buick Enclave. What an amazing SUV. And it's at the top of the charts. It's one of the best SUVs on the road today. And so the Cadillac CTS, the ATS, you know, when these products, the Camaro coming to Lansing, these are flagship brands that when we send an economic mission to another country, we say, look, we know what we're doing. We've got these award-winning vehicles. I mean, a bunch of these cars have won Motor Trend's Car of the Year, these Cadillacs. And this means we're going to have future Motor Trend Awards from Lansing-made products. Those become flagship brands that we can promote that demonstrates the prowess, the manufacturing prowess in Lansing, Michigan, that builds confidence in other manufacturers that want to come here. So I couldn't be more excited. I couldn't be more pleased.
I don't know how you could be. You sound pretty darn excited.
I fought like heck for GM. There were times, you know, there was some dark days a few years ago when we were worried about the future. And, you know, this community pulled together, the state pulled together, and praise God, the president, two presidents, Republican and Democrat, saw the value in the auto industry. The auto industry was saved, and it continues to reverberate. That the positive impacts of that decision reverberate throughout our economy.
All right, a major investment coming today, manufacturing by GM. Mayor Virgil Marinaro will be out there. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the moment and the good stuff
that's to come from this.
All right, thanks, Virg, for being here this morning.
Thanks so much, Dave. Take
All right,
care.
Absolutely. We'll be out there as well. WILS will be on hand for that press conference, 10:30 a.m. at the Delta plant, and it'll be interesting to see exactly, you know, the details of what they've got coming. But, you know, the bottom line, what you always need to know is, are they coming in to spend more money, create more jobs, or is there going to be a cutback? And the answer is, in the affirmative, it's to spend more money and more jobs, and that is the bottom line, at least for right now.